This week, I did a training for our coaches called How Do You Win as a Coach Here? Which is a surprisingly interesting question to ask and answer very well. But after 10 years, we've been able to boil it down to be a coach being able to win the day, be able to win the week, be able to win the month. You stack days, you win weeks. You stack weeks, you win months. Anyway, that's a whole paradigm we pulled out. This training is 14 minutes long. We did a Q&A at the end. I cut it out. But as soon as this intro stops, you're going to hear me with a different tone of voice. This was originally a Zoom recording, but I've chopped up the video, put the audio here, and I hope this is something that helps you. If you coach, if you run a coaching company, if you're trying to scale one-on-one coaching or group coaching, this should help. This is a 14-minute distillation of 10 years of trying to figure out how to scale one-on-one coaching. So hope it helps you.
All right, so let's jump in. So how do coaches win? Three main questions to answer that. First, let me start my timer. How do clients win? Second, how does a coach help a client win? Third, how do coaches win? A coach, and this is the end point. A coach is winning. We know a coach is winning when their clients hit their goals, pay their bills, and refer their friends. So let's talk about specifically how do clients win. After 10 years, we've discovered a couple things that are just foundational truths. This is the one thing I don't like about this presentation. I've called this the creed. I feel like it needs a better name. So put that in your brainstorming. These are just truths. This is gravity. You can agree to it, disagree to it. It still exists. In order to get a new marketing channel to produce consistent customers at scale, it must do these eight things. Commit to one channel for 6 to 9 months with no waffling back and forth. Set clear benchmarks for how that channel should work. Admit to the reality of where the channel is every day. Take calculated action to fix the first broken thing each day. Get support from professional and peers. Don't isolate. Be intentional on your three highest leverage items of the week. Zoom out every 90 days to refresh your plan and hire a full-time owner once the channel gets to scale. If you do these things, the channel will perform. It is only a matter of time, and that time is pretty closely in the six to nine month time frame. If you don't, it almost for sure will fail. Those are true things. All eight of those things are accounted for in our rituals and actions that a client does. There are four rituals and there are four actions. The four rituals are, we won't go into depth on all of them here, but the Monday morning ritual, the 3x5 ritual, the strategic planning ritual, the SOS ritual. The heartbeat, like the 80-20 of all of these eight things, the 80-20, the thing that matters the most of all is your daily 3x5 ritual. This is the heartbeat of the channel. Don't do it, you for sure lose 100% of the time. Do it, you for sure win, and it's only a matter of timeline. Your four actions: keeping a high confidence in your plan, doing stuff, and using your coach and peer support. So if you stick somebody like Terry into the factory of Growth University, she's raw material when she comes in. You stick her into Growth University. If she does the creed, she does these things, out the other side, she's going to be successful. We measure whether you're doing the creed or not by measuring, are you doing the four actions and four rituals? Are you doing the eight things on the list? Because those are the eight things that must exist in order for you to actually win. Are you doing them or not? So we throw those up on the dashboard. We color them green or red. These are the leading indicators of success. They are also the leading indicators of failure. Do the creed, you win. Don't do the creed, you lose. When clients do their rituals and actions, they win. Example, Terry. Lots of greens. 82% of her possible lights were green. Had a high confidence in her plan the entire time, and she won. When clients don't do their rituals and actions, they lose. And their dashboard looks something like this. When they get a bunch of reds, it means they aren't doing, they're not following the laws of physics. And you will lose when you go against physics every time. You will lose against gravity, jump off a building, you fall every time. When the lights are red, it means they're not doing the creed. When their lights are green, it means they are. Example, Ken. Never had a high confidence, 69% green light score. He lost. So the dashboard lights are real-time monitors of each client's progress through the factory. Do the creed, you win. And the creed consists of the four rituals and the four key actions. All right. So, oh, crap. First, how does a client win? Second, how does a coach help? Third, how do coaches win? So we know how a client wins. They do the creed. And the creed consists of the four rituals and four actions. We monitor whether they do each one of those things by just color coding it red or green. Are you doing it or not? If they aren't, that means they're violating the law of physics and their channel will not work. They must actually do the thing. Okay, so second, how does a coach help them do that? Because the client's job is to own the action and result. The coach's job is to help them own the action and result. So we don't do it, they do it, but we must help. So how do we help? Here's another thing we've discovered after a decade. This is the coaching creed. In order to help a client do their four rituals and four actions, you must do these eight things. You must optimize all activity for results in a relationship, not retention. I'm not trying to save anybody. We're not Jesus. We don't save folks, but we can help them get results in retention or results in relationship. Focus on building a strong relationship so they'll actually listen. Teach them how to do each ritual and action. Make sure they do it while we watch to make sure they're doing it right. Praise them early and often when they're directionally accurate. Redirect them when they miss an action or ritual. Take missing actions and rituals super serious. And use personal touches and follow-ups on key events to form bonds, to build a relationship. If we do these things, the clients will do their creed and will get results. If we don't, they are wasting their time and money with us. And all of these things are accounted for in two rituals that we do as coaches, the startup ritual and the shutdown ritual. So we'll go over each one of those. One foundational item that's worth saying out loud, the training Heather does. The execution of the first round of doing it, Heather does. Coaches, all we have to do is make sure they don't stop doing what they already know how to do. It isn't our job to train them. It might be our job to remind them, to help them do it in their context, but they know it and they've done it. We have to make sure they never stop doing the thing. They know how to do 3x5. Heather got them to do it. Heather watched them do an execution round. They wouldn't pass Ritual Accelerator if not. We just got to make sure they keep doing the thing. Same thing with Monday morning. Same thing with Marketing Plan Confidence. Same thing with Action. Same thing with Use Coach and Use Matt. All the things. They've been trained. They've done it. Now we just need to make sure as coaches that they don't stop doing the thing. So they're all of our creed. These are things that are just true. If we do these things, they will do their things. And those two things together equals results. So those are accounted for in our two rituals, the startup and shutdown checklist, or startup and shutdown ritual. The startup ritual happens first thing in the morning. This is proactive work. This is us happening to our work, not reacting to things clients want us to do. This happens first thing in the morning. There's five parts of it. We remember the basics. We give out praises and redirects. We give out follow-ups and personal touches. We handle the high-maintenance clients, and then we celebrate the wins. It's five items. The 80-20 of the 80-20 of the 80-20 here is praises and redirects, meaning, remember, they know how to do it. They've done it. We're going to make sure they never stop. And the thing that makes sure they never stop is number two right here. Meaning, if you did nothing else, you didn't remember, you didn't follow up, you didn't handle high maintenance, you didn't celebrate, but you did this, like things are going to work decently well. So think of they've been trained, they've executed. We need to make sure they keep doing it, keep doing the rituals and key actions that they're supposed to do. If they're not doing the thing, our job is to redirect them so they do the thing. And when they do the thing, we say, hey, great job on doing the thing. That's called a praise. And they do more of the thing. So, at the most simple level, the most important thing we do is inspect what we expect. If they get off track, we push them back on track. When they're on track, even directionally right, we praise them so they do more of the thing. This creates low maintenance and successful clients. Low maintenance clients do the creed, the four rituals, the four key actions week after week. Without you having to remind them, you take a vacation and come back and you get a whole bunch of green lights. The green lights, those are your low maintenance people. The red lights, those are your high maintenance people. Low maintenance clients win, ask calibrated questions, and are enjoyable to work with. If you have a high maintenance client, they're not doing the creed. Got a client that's not winning? They're not doing the creed. Got a client asking draining questions? They're not doing the rituals and key actions. Startup ritual. Oh, so that's startup ritual. Remember the basics, give out praises and redirects, give out follow-ups and personal touches, handle high maintenance clients, celebrate the wins with the team. Shutdown ritual. This is your reactive work. Startup ritual is us happening to clients. Shutdown ritual is us responding to clients. Both of those huge pieces of what we do. They're the two big rocks that exist in what we do. Same thing here. Remember in the basics, responding to client's requests inside of the portal. We're client responding to client's requests inside of email, setting up our day for tomorrow, and then celebrating that we just won the day with our teammates. That's the shutdown ritual. Our job visually is to monitor the factory, monitor the clients. Are they doing the create or not? If they do it, they win, remember. And if they do it by themselves without having to be babied by us, they're going to be the best clients you ever had. And if they got red lights, that means they're not. And those are unarguable laws of physics that if they don't do them, they will lose. If they do them, they will win. So when we see reds up here, it means they are on the track to not win. So when coaches do their startup and shutdown ritual, you win. Example, Jonathan had the highest green light score. He touched 93% of his clients two times. If you don't do the startup and shutdown ritual, you lose. Another example of Jonathan had the lowest green light score, touched 33% of his clients two times, and he lost. Do ritual, touch people, redirect praise, personal touch, follow-ups, win. Don't do that, lose. So if you want to win, touch all of your clients a couple times each week using praises and redirects. If you do this, it reinforces the training and execution that they've already done. You're not the trainer, Heather is. You can reinforce, you can remind, point back to. And that's accounted for in your two touch modules over here. So if you skim your list, just like you skim the other ones, when you see reds, like, oh, I need to praise them and redirect them. So the coaching creed, this is it. These are what we've discovered after 10 years of doing coaches and are the foundations of everything we do. And all these items are accounted for in our startup and shutdown ritual. And these take about 2 to 3 hours a week to do. I mean, 2 to 3 hours a day to do, meaning you have 5 to 6 hours to do all the other stuff, meaning having Zoom call, pre-scheduled Zoom calls and that kind of thing. All right. So we know what it takes a client to win, do the creed. We know what it takes for the coach to help him, do the creed. Last thing is how do coaches win though? So think about winning for a coach on winning the day. First you got to win the day. So how do you win the day? You complete your startup and shutdown ritual. That means you've done the creed for the day, the coach's creed. The reason is this is a key item to win the week. Winning 5 days should always result in winning the week. There's $0 incentive attached to winning the day. We don't have any bonus structure on that. But it means like I started my day proactively, I ended my day reactively with all my tickets answered, all of my people talked to. I started the day by looking at people, praising, redirect, building bonds with them, making sure I accounted for my high maintenance people. Like those two things have been done. Won my day. Win the week, you hit your green light score for the week. When a client does their rituals and key actions each week, they almost always win the month. You helping them do that is your number one focus. And winning the week has $150 incentive attached to it. The more weeks you stack, the more weeks you win, the easier it gets and the lower maintenance clients become. Because you're training them via praises and redirects and personal touches and follow-ups to trust you and do the thing they already know how to do and the thing they've already done. Just keep going. Keep the lights green as the car goes to the factory. This is accounted for in our, we call it path score, but we'll unify some of this language in a minute. But this is where it's at in this sheet right here. It shows, hey, what was my score last week? And winning the month. If you win the day, you stack wins, you'll win the week. If you stack weeks, you'll win the month. Winning the month equals having clients who get results, and you get $30 per client that hits their monthly result. It looks like clients paying their bills. You get $30 per client who has a bill to pay, and they paid it that month, and $1,000 per client who signs up, who sends somebody who refers. So winning the day leads to winning the week, which leads to the real thing we actually want, which is each client winning, hitting their goal, paying their bills, and telling their friends about us. So how do coaches win? You do your startup and shutdown ritual. That equals winning the day. How do you win the week? You win Monday by doing those. You win Tuesday. You win Wednesday. You win Thursday. You win Friday. You stack wins on top of each other. And how do you win the month? You win the first week, the second week, the third week, and the fourth week. Meaning you start the day proactive, you end the day reactive, and each week the client green light score is high. Meaning the clients are doing the unarguable things we know lead to winning, and we're doing the unarguable things we know that lead to them winning. So coaches win by stacking days and weeks until the client can't help but win and be low maintenance. In summary, how do coaches win, or how do clients win? First, they do the creed, and that's accounted for in their rituals and key actions. We monitor them real time. How do coaches win? They do the startup and shutdown rituals, and that makes sure that we're being proactive to them, reactive to them, praising and redirecting, continuing doing the things we already know to do. And coaches get paid by stacking wins. We stack days that lead to weeks that lead to months. So we know a coach is winning to end when their clients are hitting their goals, paying their bills, and referring their friends.
If you're a coach or consultant who's actively ready to scale your business, and when I say actively, I mean put forth some effort, then I have a resource that's going to be super helpful for you. This month only, I'm giving you access to our three-step blueprint for scaling your six-figure coaching program. It contains several resources to help you get influencers in your niche promoting your coaching or consulting offer and start receiving consistent bookings from new, high-paying coaching clients. Just go to growthtools.com/blueprint to grab it now. Again, that's growthtools.com/blueprint, only available free until the end of the month.